First of all, it is very difficult to predict how things go in the Middle East. Nobody saw this coming. On the other hand, we have seen so many similar flare-ups in the past that have not resulted either in a descent into war and chaos on the one hand, nor into a true movement towards a final and resilient peace on the other, that the likelihood is both sides will decide that they won a limited victory. Hamas, by expanding its claim to represent all Palestinians, not just those in Gaza, by supporting the action against Israel in Jerusalem, and also the rioting by Israeli Arabs during the conflict, and also by not overwhelming but penetrating Israel's famed Iron Dome air defense system. Israel, on the other hand, did manage to shoot down the vast majority of Hamas rockets, and it inflicted extraordinarily significant damage to the Hamas leadership structure, their tunnel structure, and their rockets. And they also demonstrated a fearsome control of, if you will, the intelligence scenario for Gaza that has really knocked the Hamas people back. So for the moment, both sides, I think, will lick their wounds and see what advantage they can get from this. But there's no telling where it will go.
What about relations with Israel and other Arab nations? You know, we saw the UAE, Bahrain, and other countries start to normalize relations and recognize Israel. And that met with some resistance from some Arab nations, some Palestinians. Based on this latest, you know, fighting situation, what kind of impact do you think will that have on the overall Abraham Accords and relations in the region?
No, I think one of the reasons that the Israelis were pretty happy with the state of play and thus went along with the pressure by President Biden and the negotiations by the Egyptians is that they were pretty happy with the reaction of the Arab states. Obviously, the Arab states are not going to sit on their hands when Israel is doing things that are objectionable, as they are without question to Arabs in Jerusalem at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. There wasn't a particularly strong or dramatic reaction by the Emiratis or Saudis or others. There was criticism of Israel, but by the standards of the Middle East, it was limited. And of course, Egypt played a balancing role. We have to remember that most of these states, beginning with Egypt, see Hamas, which is a manifestation of the regional Islamic movement, as an enemy more to be feared than Israel. So I think that Israel has basically managed to preserve the Abraham Accords. And interestingly, also a closer and better relationship, ironically, with the United States.